All right, everybody, think back to their youth. Jack has castrated lions and tigers, now bears. Oh my.
No fewer than 5 veterinarians are attending this morning's castration of Shaik, a 2.5-year-old grizzly bear well on his way to 400 pounds. Most are here to help, some to watch, but only one man will actually perform the procedure.
Jack Thornton, I'm a veterinarian from Sequim, Washington, actually halfway between Sequim and Port Angeles, Washington.
You have experience at the Olympic Game Farm, but not this specific kind of experience. This is kind of a new thing.
Correct. I've never castrated a bear before, but it's a large animal, and it should be a procedure that's routine.
Did you lose any sleep last night over anything that's going to happen today?
I always lose sleep over what might happen.
Thornton went to veterinary school at Washington State University with a local Sitka vet, Burgess Bowder. Having died in a diving accident, been resuscitated and decompressed, Bowder is a master of gallows humor. A grizzly bear castration is his world series.
It's anesthesia first, and number two is not the hemorrhage. It's the lack of adequate anesthesia, in which case the bear will be eating Dr. Thornton, who's had a good life, who's reproduced, consequently will not qualify for a Darwin Award.
We're waiting outside the fortress, which is housed in a decommissioned concrete clarifier tank of the former Alaska Pulp Corporation mill. There's a veterinary dental team here from Fairbanks as well. Inside, Shaik is being separated from his brother Kilisnu and lured into an adjacent holding pen where he has been conditioned to come and lick maple syrup off the bars. A state game biologist has darted Shaik with anesthetic, a risky procedure under any conditions. Fortress manager Les Kinnear gives us an update.
Gave him a 4cc dart, so that's 1,200 milligrams. It might be a little light, but we're going to see how he does, and then we can hand inject if we need to for additional. So we're going to go in and we'll restrain him so that in the event that he does come up prematurely, we'll all have exits and we'll get the lights set up, we'll get everything set up and ready to go.
Is there a suitably marked exit? You have that sign on now.
Moments later, an intern gives us a signal and the vets move in. Shaik is down and time is short. A generator is started and surgical lights are brought into the pen. Shaik is on his back with a restraint on one hind leg. Fish and game biologist Phil Mooney captured Shaik and Kilisnu in the spring of 2007 after their mother was shot outside the kitchen of an Angoon fishing lodge. A third sibling died at the time. Mooney was at point-blank range today and put the dart in Shaik's shoulder. It didn't take long to work.
He reeled back and went, and just gave some, a little bit of audible, and then he came back over and laid back down after him, and that's a good sign. So it went well.
In the meantime, veterinarians Thornton and Bowder have scrubbed and gone to work. In a pool of light in the otherwise dark enclosure, Thornton kneels between the grizzly's legs and makes an incision in order to reach up into the inguinal canal to the undescended testicles. Bowder has knee pads on as if he was laying flooring. He scrambles quickly in and out of the pen to get local anesthetic and suture.
Mamby pamby. I should have brought number two. I got number two. I use in dogs, for God's sake.
The vets are working like men in a house on fire. Shaik is lightly anesthetized. His jaws are wrapped, but he's moving his head a little. In about 15 minutes, their work is done, and people begin to move equipment out of Shaik's pen as fast as it came in.
At the very beginning, I could get his mouth open a little bit, and we could look at his mouth a little bit. But, you know, once they pulled his cord out and started clamping it and tying it off, his jaw tone got pretty good.
For Dr. Gene Baddock, a veterinary dental specialist from Fairbanks, Shaik was a dry run for his brother Kilisnu tomorrow, who has 4 broken incisors which must come out. Baddock learned today that Kilisnu will need a deeper anesthetic to do a grizzly tooth extraction.
There was just a little too much action going on in his mouth for me to really feel comfortable getting in and looking around. And I didn't want to stimulate him anymore because he was getting plenty stimulated on the other end.
Shaik is sleeping this one off. The veterinarians were most anxious about the anesthesia, and they're clearly pleased that they pulled off this job with the absolute minimum. Fortress Bear manager Christine Fenwick sits just outside the bars where she had earlier spread maple syrup to draw in the patient. She orchestrated today's procedure and is well aware of the risks, both for the bear and for the project, if this had not gone well.
Now you could have a whole variety of intact males living together,
really?
And they'll be fine. Mm-hmm. As soon as you put a female in there, though, then there's a problem. So because they're responding to her hormonal cues, so what otherwise would be very gentle, loving males all living together would turn on each other as soon as a female was introduced into the area, even if she was fixed. So it does help with management of them, and they behave less aggressively towards each other in a situation where a female might be around.
Sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm. So that is why we castrate.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
See you tomorrow, same time?
Same time tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.